Earlier this month, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke announced a plan to open up federal waters to offshore drilling in areas that the Obama administration had protected. Then Zinke removed Florida from consideration, saying Florida is unique and its coasts are heavily reliant on tourism as an economic driver. It's also the home of Governor Rick Scott, a longtime supporter of President Trump, who opposes drilling off of Florida's shores. Other states now also want an exception. We're going to hear from two governors now, starting with Kate Brown, the Democratic governor of Oregon. She's on Skype. Governor, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And what are your concerns about drilling offshore in Oregon?
Well, we haven't had any offshore drilling for over three decades on the West Coast. I am very concerned because the beaches are very special to Oregonians. They're very much a part of who we are. Our beaches have been publicly accessible for over 100 years. It's also a very important part of Oregon's economy. Tourism, over 22,000 jobs last year. Millions of dollars into our economy because of the coast. Jobs not just in tourism and recreation, but also in natural industries like fishing and crabbing. So it's really very much a part of who we are.
And you don't think that all of those industries could coexist with drilling offshore?
Absolutely not. The reality is that offshore drilling off both the coasts of Washington and Oregon is not very financially viable. So it makes no sense from an economic perspective, and it's simply not worth the risk. There was a spill down off the coast in Santa Barbara in 1969 that was horrific. It destroyed the beaches, it destroyed the marine wildlife, and it destroyed the coastal tourism for years. We don't want something like that to happen off the coast of Oregon. About a decade ago, we had a diesel carrier wreck on the south coast, the New Carista. It took millions of dollars, many, many hands to clean up. We saw the impacts for years. We don't want to ruin our coastal opportunities, our coastal access, and our coastal tourism with offshore drilling.
So what has Secretary Zinke said to you about whether maybe there'll be an exception made for Oregon?
Well, I thought it was absolutely crazy that they would allow an exception for Florida. It looked like people were playing political games to benefit personal cronies. There was absolutely no process. What Secretary Zinke has committed to me is that he will run a process in Oregon. The overwhelming majority of Oregonians are adamantly opposed to offshore drilling.
So do you think that in the end you'll get an exception?
That's my expectation. It makes no financial sense. It makes no economic sense.
What do you think, though, if states like Oregon and certainly Florida, we now know, get exceptions, but others don't that want them?
Well, I think there's at least for the West Coast, I can make a case. We are on the Cascade Fault Line. We are expecting a Cascadia subduction zone earthquake event anytime between tomorrow and the next 50 years. It's simply not worth the risk to have offshore drilling. I would just argue in terms of Oregon, I mentioned our beaches are publicly accessible. Access to the beaches fulfills our spirits and quenches our souls. And so I would oppose, frankly, offshore drilling off of any of the states. I don't know why we're doing this. We should be moving away from the fossil fuel industry for our future. The economy of the future is based on renewable energy.
Do you support offshore wind farms in Oregon?
Sure. We haven't been able to make them financially viable.
One other thing I want to ask you about, Governor, you are the first openly LGBT person to be elected governor. In the last year, there have been some setbacks for LGBT rights. President Trump attempted to ban transgender people from serving in the military. The Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, instructed U.S. attorneys to stop interpreting federal laws protecting transgender individuals from discrimination in the workplace. What are your concerns as the only openly LGBT person as a governor in this country about what's happening to LGBT rights?
Well, I think we're absolutely going backwards at the national level. That's why it's so important that we elect governors that respect and want to make sure that we implement full rights for the entire LGBTQ community. I signed legislation to enable transgender folks to access the birth certificate of their choice. We allow through our Department of Motor Vehicles folks to identify as gender neutral. We are continuing to implement policies in our schools and every school district around the state that it will ensure the safety and security of all of our students, not just our transgender students. So I think he's simply going in the wrong direction. And I think we should be moving toward full justice and equality for all of our communities.
That's Kate Brown, the governor of Oregon. Governor, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.